Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to episode 99 of the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is Funk Roberts, and I'm excited today because even though this is episode 99, this is the beginning, hopefully, of more specialty podcast episodes, because today is the first time we're going to be doing something called Muscle Talk, and that is myself and my boy Flex Marks. The Funk Flex Connection is back. And we're going to talk muscle. We're going to talk muscle, for men, muscle building for men, everything around what a muscle building and strength training should be as we get older. And so I'm really excited because, you know, when Flex is on, you're going to learn more about Flex if you don't know who he is, which is great. And also, I think, with the importance of building muscle, as we get older, we suffer from sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle due to aging, which means if we're not building muscle, we are losing muscle, which means we're less metabolic. Obviously, if we don't have muscle, we're going to have probably more fat. We're going to decrease our bone strength, decrease our overall strength. And then, of course, as we get older, increased chances of getting injured. Not to mention, when you're not building muscle or strength, your joints are going to take the brunt of a lot of the things they shouldn't be. And so it is important because, like I said, sarcopenia is a natural loss of muscle. So after the age of 30, we're naturally losing muscle year after year. And so if we're not building muscle through weight training, through resistance training, through different types of protocols, we are doomed. We are doomed. And so as men who are here to provide, protect, and procreate, if we're not protecting, if we're not strong, then we're in trouble. So Muscle Talk is going to be something that Flex and I are going to bring you. We're going to start each month, but hopefully it becomes a little bit more frequent. But before we start, you guys know, as we are going to talk about muscle, should I have these right here? As we are going to start talking about muscle, supplements are one of the elements that you can bring to building muscle. And I, of course, have Funk Supplements, my supplements company. If you go to funksupplements.com, you will see an array of supplements that we formulate, right? My supplements are formulated with the highest of quality because I use my supplements. My wife uses my supplements. All the members of the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood use my supplements. My name is on the supplement, so I want to make sure that these supplements are high quality and something that I would use. So, head over to funksupplements.com, use code FUNK10 to get 10% off. But we've got stuff like Alpha Unleashed, which is my pre-workout formula. I love this formula because it's a pre-workout, so it's going to give you the energy to get through the workout. There's some thermogenic ingredients in here, but you're also going to have, we put beta-alanine, we put creatine malate, decreatine malate, so you're not going to get the bloating from creatine. We've got some L-citrulline and L-arginine for that pump, right? And some really good caffeine, but not a lot of caffeine. So if you're somebody like me who sometimes works out late at night and still wants that pre-workout, you're not going to be kept up all night. So we put a lot of good, there's a thought behind this and a lot of good ingredients in here. Plus the taste is amazing. That's key for me, taste. It comes in two flavors, but again, this is a pre-workout. Of course, we have our Alpha Max Test 3D. That's empty. This is my testosterone boosting supplement. This supplement is a powder. It is a cherry flavor powder, but again, creating our testosterone booster to literally help you increase testosterone, right? But not just that. This was a testosterone optimization supplement, but also cortisol management, estrogen, decreased estrogen, the bad estrogen, of course, metabolic health, building strength, better mood, all of the things that are going to help not just increase testosterone, but all the things around what helps to optimize your hormone. Plus, it tastes great. Guys, absolutely love this. I'm telling you, you're going to feel the difference, and you're going to see the difference in 90 days. Plus, we got our alpha aminos, which are BCAAs for post-workout. And then, of course, my Alpha Lean Pro. This is the number one protein on the market, as far as I'm concerned. Grass-fed, whey isolate. This is non-GMO, lactose-free, because I'm lactose intolerant, so lactose-free, gluten-free, soy-free, lectin-free, sugar-free, stevia sweetened, and the taste is amazing. Comes in four different flavors. Anyways, head over to funksupplements.com. Use code FUNK10, and not just those supplements. I've got a whole bunch, all optimized and created, not only for myself but for men like you over 40. If you're looking for a workout program, if you're looking for coaching, if you're looking for support, if you're looking for a program that's designed specifically for you, the man in your late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond, who want to literally get in the best shape of your life. Yes, you can be in the best shape of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, because I see it every single day. 14,000 men in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, Over 40 Alpha Workout and Nutrition Program, because they have follow-along workouts every month that they just click and work out with the Funkster. They've got a nutrition plan that optimizes with their metabolism and their testosterone. They have support through their Facebook group. We have mobility so you don't get injured. I've got to make sure that with 3 years of training, because there's 36 phases, you don't get injured. So that is key. Ab and core, I do coaching calls every Sunday. I do hangout every Friday, plus the support of all your brothers from all over the world. Listen, it's time for you to transform your body, transform your life, and be the best shape you can. Go to over40alpha.com, and for $1, it's just $1 for 30 days. I'm going to prove to you that I can help you lose 7 to 20 pounds in the first 30 days. And you're literally going to feel like a complete person in just 30 days. Of course, it's going to take longer for the full transformation. But imagine doing a program for 30 days for $1 and at least getting the foundation of what you're going to need to sustainably get into the best shape of your life. Okay, let's get started here. I'm going to let my boy in. I'm going to admit the man Funk Flex Marks in. Let's see where he is. He's slowly going to be coming in. There he is, my man. Looking great. I'm great. Welcome, my brother. Can you turn down your levels a little bit? No.
How's that better?
That's good. Yeah, that's great. Go ahead.
I'm excited. I got my new microphone and my headphones.
I know, man. You look good. So, first and foremost, let's welcome Flex Marks to our very first muscle talk. Flex, why don't you let everyone know, give them a little intro of who you are and what they're embarked.
Well, I am Flex Marks is my stage name, but J Marks is my real name.
Yeah.
I'm 47 years old. I'm a certified strength and conditioning coach. I've been training and coaching people since I was 15, 16. Have a background in amateur kickboxing. That's how I met Funk, doing some Thai boxing back in the day in a storefront. And I, went to school. When I got my degree and certification, I immediately went and worked for one of the biggest companies in fitness companies in Toronto, Extreme Fitness, was the head trainer there. And then I moved to going on my own, built a great base, built a website a few years ago, got sick, made my comeback, and my comeback now is me training in a different way because being older and some of the issues that I have. But yeah, I've been training people and coaching people. I'm 47, so do the math, 30 plus years. And that's something that I've always enjoyed doing, and I have now the opportunity to train people worldwide thanks to Funk introducing me to his guys. And I'm super excited because muscle building is what I do.
So, man, this is great. I'm so happy we're doing this because I approached Flex. You know what? We should just have our own like mini. This is kind of like our very first one. This is the first of many every month. And who knows? Maybe this becomes something that we do on our own, like just not over 40 alpha, but just muscle talk as it.
Yeah, totally. There is a calling for it.
Oh, for sure. Specifically for people our age, again, this, if you are listening and you're like, Flex, why does that sound familiar? This is the same Flex Funk Flex duo that first brought you probably one of the best MMA, or not, strength and conditioning formats for MMA, for fighters. We had the Funk MMA, Funk Flex MMA program, strength and conditioning. It's still out there. Fighters from all over, every sport, combat sport, every martial arts had used, and still to this day, people use that program.
That was a very detailed, If I can't explain it because I have a loss of words, which, I love to talk, it means it did its job. So, no, it was a very, very, very successful, that's the word I was looking for. Program. And then from there, I would pop in once in a while with, if I'm on a film with Funk doing a shock tactic. So a lot of the guys that do the shock tactic workouts that Funk has filmed, he always throws up Flex marks. So you've seen me, and then I disappeared for a bit. You would hear from me, and now you're seeing me again. So
yeah, but we also did Max Muscle, which is our 90-day program that we created, because we created that one out of like, okay, if this is kind of like the, if you're just getting back into training, when we talk, we're going to talk a lot about today. We're going to talk about our favorite types of muscle building workouts, our types of favorite protocols. But if you were to like just start and go, okay, I've been training a while, our Max Muscle program, if you go to over40shred.com/max/muscle, that's a 90-day program. It's three phases, follow along workout. So Flex and I are training with you. Flex is coaching us through the first two phases. I've got the third phase, and it's foundation to building muscle and strength to the final phase, which is kind of our metabolic training. And if that would be the perfect program to introduce you to
just a smidgen.
We do. Program's awesome. Like that 90-day program is awesome. Max Muscle. I got the shirt on here, man.
Yeah.
So,
and that led to my program, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But those guys loved it so much that Funk was like, hey, man, in about 30 days, these guys are wanting more. You need to come up. So I said, oh, I'll just record a couple videos and send it to them. Next thing I know is I got a 15-month program. I do premium coaching on there. I do weekly coaching calls. And, it propelled me to where I wanted. What I wanted to do before I got sick back in 2012-11, where I wanted to be able to train people all over the world and, really just share my knowledge, unless Funk and I are both the same person. We are here just to improve, obviously, ourselves every day, but also help improve other people. And that's what these programs did, and then people loved it. People actually just swarmed to get that program, the 90-day program. And then they were shocked. And some of them would, who's this guy? I hate this guy. He's making me move slower. I said, that's right.
Look, that's a perfect segue. So into the types of training. So as I was saying in the intro, as we get older, we lose muscle, we lose strength. So it's so important for us to build muscle, but not necessarily the old school bodybuilding ways, although you can tie some of that stuff in. Well, we got to be smart in how we train, right? We got to be smart in how we train as we get older.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what's cool about this podcast is we're going to give a lot of throwbacks to old school bodybuilding, but explain how it blends into how we need to train. So a lot of guys are like, oh, I forgot about this technique. I haven't done this technique. That's a technique Arnold used to do. You know, I don't really train like Arnold. I do whatever, full body workouts or even kettlebell. It doesn't matter. You know, it was taking the old school and the new school and combining it together so that we're constantly, and I have this highlighted because I say this all the time, muscle confusion and progression. You know, that's what these techniques do, is always confuse the muscle and always progress. And you can always go back to old school techniques and style. If it's programmed properly, that's very important, if it's programmed properly. And yeah, when Funk asked me what's my favorite, I'm like, oh my God, I said, I got so many of them, you know, that I personally use myself. Obviously, I practice what I preach. It's not like I just tell my guys to do it, or Funk says the same thing. We practice what we preach. And then narrowing it down to the ones that really I felt I really enjoyed, and my guys really enjoyed and said, hey, I kind of like this technique. You know, and it's, some of it's nothing new. It's just the combination of everything.
Yeah. So you said, you mentioned something that was something great, and I want you to expand on a little bit more. We both have different philosophies,
yes,
of training. So you talked about confusing the muscle. Why don't you dive in a little bit about your philosophy in that when you program workouts, or when you program,
right?
And what's your philosophy, or what's your, like, I know the outside the boxing is something that you, but if someone was to come to you,
yes,
hey, how do you train? Like, what's your type of training? What would you?
I mean, the type of training that I focus and I do is very science based. It's based on short, medium, and long term goals. So you have your macro phases, you've got your mesophases and your microphases, and I always look at, in 4 weeks, what are we doing, you know? And I always look at it saying, if this is a strength phase, I build workouts around building strength. And building strength is a little different than building muscle, and it's different than endurance training. And that's where I sort of separate the two, because a lot of people are like, oh, I gotta sweat a lot and I gotta feel the burn a lot to have a good workout. That's not always the case, because some people, I know guys that just would touch the barbell and sweat and didn't do anything, you know, back in the day. And my philosophy was always taking the very basic stuff and expanding on it so that, you know, you're not hanging upside down and doing some kind of with a dumbbell. And, you know, we know some of the sports that can be a little more dangerous for people our age. And I was like, listen, if you want to strengthen muscle build, it comes down to basically you got to push, a press, a hinge, and a pull. You know, that's how you get stronger. You pull the weight, you press the rate, you push the weight, and you're hinging for deadlifting. And if you look at any successful training program that any athlete does, you know, and we are training ourselves to be athletic, and even though we're not competing for MMA or competing for a sport, a very excellent coach and program is designed in that way that you're breaking down those phases. So in 4 weeks, every week, this is what you're doing. Here's your 4 weeks, here's your six, and here's your 30 or 90 day. And allowing your body to be confused to what you're doing, which is what I talked about, confusion, and then progression. And a lot of people feel like progression is always lifting more weights, doing more reps. Well, as you find out today, that's not the case. So I take all those and I build a foundation where, you know, it's not super confusing. I think when you start to confuse people with programming, you lose them. It's the fundamental movements added with a lot of twists and turns just by shifting your grip, changing the speed. Like, I have like a list of 25, 30 techniques that I use. And what I've done is I've taken all those ideas as my foundation and I put it in my mind, it's called my OTB, outside the box training system. So basically, I always say, guys, you know, if you're always inside that box training the same three sets of 12, if you're always doing three sets of 12, you're going to look like three sets of 12, you know, like, you're, you know, same shit, different day kind of thing. And I think that's what you're doing as well, right? You change the timing, you change the grouping of that. Even though it's metabolic, you're always trying to make sure that you have muscle confusion and progression. That's basically what training is about. It's always confusing the muscle, allowing it to adapt. And once it adapts, you need to shift to the next phase or change something significantly different or slightly different, whether it's in that macro phase or meso phase, which is your 4 week phase, your 60-day or 6-month phase. You know, and that's sort of my foundation. It's just like plain, simple strength training, bodybuilding, functional training movements without being silly and doing stuff that can hurt people. It's more just, hey, how can we take this exercise? How can I give you one thing to do with it and make it feel like a totally different exercise?
Yeah, which is, you know, yeah, which is what I like about your, like, the, you know, when we connected with the Max Muscle, because my programming is a lot of metabolic resistance training. So I'm more metabolic resistance training, which still can be muscle training because I created a program that built on muscle training, but just using different protocols.
Right.
What you do, although you use different protocols, you're good at using techniques within the protocol, which is why when we did our Max Muscle program, like I was, that blew me away. That was because I'm so used to moving things fast. And then that opened my eyes to like, oh,
yes,
no, everything was slow.
And that was a great way to introduce myself. So as we were training, Funk was like, listen to Funk, listen to the Flex. And you'd look over at me and, you know, you could see how even in phase one, which was called the precondition phase, which was just preparing the guys for phase 2 and 3 of the Max Muscle. A lot of guys were like, wow, man, like slowing this down and holding this and changing the grip. And I don't count. It's not that I don't know how to, I don't choose to, you know, but even within my program, Freak Squad, I have metabolic training in there where I'm doing 40 seconds of work, 20 seconds rest as a phase to break them out of a strength phase, shift them into a new phase. Again, muscle confusion and progression. It always comes down to those two things. If you're confusing your muscle and progressing, and we'll talk about how to progress without being in the gym 2 hours each time, without having to lift monstrous weights every week. If you lift heavy all the time and you don't lift lighter with endurance, you're missing those muscle fibers that you're not getting. Same with the guys that lift always lightly and don't train and go heavy. And I train quite a few women as well. Same thing. You know, they're used to doing just aerobics. And I said, add in your muscle building, add in your strength training. You will see amazing results because your body needs muscle to move. You know, that's how we move. You know, the lack of muscle, as we know, sarcopenia, as we get older, it's just, you know, for some of us, it might slow down. For me, I lost it completely when I got sick and I had to rebuild it. But I went back to my OTB. Think outside the box. You know, if you don't know, and most people don't know the difference between exercising and training, that's one of the first things I do when someone meets with me and does a call with me privately. I ask them that. And a lot of people don't know the difference between exercising and training. And exercising is just random exercises, and there's no set list. There's no protocol. There's no phase that you're in. And training is, hey man, in this month, I'm doing this. I'm going to be in the less than 8 rep range. I'm going to be taking longer rests. I'm going to be doing compound movements. And even though you can have 3 different workouts in that week, all those workouts correspond to the month that you're in and what you're doing. So exercising, I never say I'm going to exercise because that's to me in my head. And I learned this in school. It's just a random grouping of exercises. You know, I see guys go over and start with the wrong exercise. Training is when you, which is what your program has and my program has and the Max Muscle program, it's defined. You know what you're doing for that month, even though there's 3 or 4 different workouts, it's in within the phase of what we want you to do. And it's not all over the place, you know? So that's the outside the box.
I love it. And that's again, a few things that came up. You know, one of the things that always doesn't perplex me. It makes sense. Number one is before YouTube was big, before YouTube was really, you know, people were actually using YouTube for workouts. You would go to the gym and I'm sure you've seen this a million times, I'm sure. And it looks like you're looking at zombies, right? Like I would go to the gym specifically. There was a couple of gyms actually that I'd been a part of. And literally I would have finished a whole 10 minute circuit. Right? 10-minute circuit of metabolic resistance training. So I would be doing, maybe it's just chest and back, but the chest and back had exercises that were built on kine. So 50 seconds of work, 10 seconds rest, and literally crushed before a person would get the 1 or 1.5 sets of a bicep
bench or a bench press. They're just sitting there at the bench press.
Or so that was very common. And that was due to, you know, you go in, you get under the bench or do whatever, like, you know, and then you're done your set and then you're on your phone or you're just looking around and what happens is obviously you're not focused on your training. You're just exercising. So you lose track of time and then, oh yeah, wait a minute, I got to do another set. And then that set of 8 or 12 is done in literally 10 seconds. And
yes,
it's another 5 minute rest. Meanwhile, they're doing the set of 8 or 12 with 20 pound dumbbell curls. That's one thing. So, but of course that makes sense only because they're not trainers. People aren't trainers. So people don't know, like they don't know what they don't know. They're just kind of coming in. They're going back to old school. I'm going to actually talk about men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. So as a 40-year-old guy who's just getting back into the gym, going to the gym because they got to exercise, step and getting all excited. They're at home. They're like, okay, I'm going to, this is it. This is the year, man. It's February 1st. I'm going to get in the shape. I'm going to go to the gym. They buy their gym clothes. They get to the gym and they're like, wait a minute, what am I doing? What am I fucking doing here? Like, what do I do? Okay, I recognize some of these things, but really it's just, I don't know what to do. Oh, this need is already being, oh, there's no room here. Oh, I don't really want to.
Yeah, and they're exercising on whatever equipment is available, which is what you just said. They're thinking about the exercising, which you have to, but they're not thinking about the training. Like when you walk to the gym and you're in a training phase and you know what you're doing, you're like, okay, if the barbell is being used, you know how to use dumbbell instead. You know, like they can think outside the box versus going in.
Which I say, like for a guy who's just getting back 40s, 30s, 50s, 60s, I don't expect you to know. Like, how are you going to know? Because you don't know. You've been focused on your kids, your business, your work, you know, your marriage, that just walking in, I get it. So what YouTube has done is it allows people to now search for different workouts. But the problem with that is people just keep doing random workouts every single day. You don't know how many people say to me, which I love you guys, if you're listening, for those who use my workouts, and they're like, yeah, man, I've been using this one workout for 3 months, or I've been using your workouts randomly, or even more, there are guys who came into the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, and it's like, yeah, I've been following you for a while. I just didn't pull the trigger until I got to a point where, yes, I was using your workouts, but I realized, wait a minute, I can't just keep randomly doing workouts that I don't even know. Like when I'm on YouTube putting YouTube workouts, I'm just giving you little tiny snippets of either what's in an actual phase. I'm giving you a type of training that I love that I'm just giving you a snippet of. I'm not giving you a full program. So you going from last week's workout to the week before's workout, the week before's workout, and thinking you're building an actual program, you're not. Because I'm just giving you, what I'm giving you is a taste of what
it's a teaser
phase it would be. So like for instance, well, this is going to come out in like 3 weeks, but one of my favorite methods right now has to do with Charles Poliquin's German volume training, you know, the
6-12-25.
I posted the chest and back workout, right? I'm giving you a snippet of a type of technique using the chest and back as the example. But you can't just use that chest and back and then go and use another, like I don't know, arms workout, another thing, because it wouldn't make sense. Because that's part of an actual program. So what YouTube does sometimes for guys is, sure, it's great that you can get on there and do workouts and start the process if you're going from zero. But you need programming. You need something programmed for you that you can follow. And that's why, you know, that's what we're going to try to bring you is specific program, but not to rely on that and not to just show up at the gym. And then what happens too is they end up just going on the cardio machine because they have no clue what to do. They know they have to do something. So let me just go on cardio, but that's the worst thing you can do. But
it stings me because I never want to say to somebody, you're wasting your time in the gym. I'd rather them there moving and doing something. But I see people all the time And then they come up and talk to me after my workout. And I don't know how much free advice I've given where they don't even want to listen. But then they complain a month later that they're stuck. And they're seeing how my clients are changing and I'm changing. And you know, that I'm doing something different. Oh, what did that do this week? And it's just like, guys, I feel like the fitness industry is the only industry that, you know, do lawyers go on and do a 1 hour, 20 minute video on? No, like, we are giving away this knowledge, you know, free to help you guys. But at the same time, we also want you guys to commit to a training program. Be part of, it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, like, your guys are my guys and vice versa. It's flipping that switch where it's just like, I'll just do my random exercises, call it a training phase, and be happy. And they're really not. I always say to my guys, ask that question deep down inside. Are you happy? What do you want to change? Be honest with yourself. And when I ask that question, no, I'm not happy. I've been stuck for a while, or I just can't get into a rhythm, or my nutrition's off. I don't have any support. Well, you got to answer those questions by looking at yourself and saying, okay, I need to change something before a doctor says you need to change something.
And if you're listening to this, I'm getting some frustration out because the other shit I had it in my head and I just totally forgot. I'm going to, one last thing, and then we'll get into our favorites. Flex, tell me how much this doesn't frustrate you. People know who you are. Your friends and the people, friends, the people around you, the people who have known you since way back at the community center. Okay? My friends, people who've played professional sports with me, people who have, you know, grown up with me, all of these people who now, when we look at them, are struggling with their health. Not all.
Oh, yeah.
In this. Many times have probably reached out and said, hey, man, you're doing great. Just want to, you know, I want to build more muscle, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. And we're like, okay, here's, I'll give you a bit of advice, but listen, I got a program that, like, literally, like, a world-renowned program that actually gets people results. If you look at our before and afters, if you look at Flex's before and afters of the people we've worked with, it's astounding. It's astounding. And so you're going to reach out to your one of people you know and go, hey, man, here's a program. Yeah, you're going to have to pay for it because, hey, man, I'm not doing this for free. But would you rather pay for a program from someone who you know very well that wants the best? I don't want to steal your money. I don't care about your money. I just want to help you. We know each other. I have a program that literally is one of the best programs on the planet for getting results, yours as well. And it mind boggles me. Like, I still to this day, I think I have maybe two or three people that I've known for years that have actually used a program. It blows me away. It's like,
I have not one friend who has bought any, didn't buy Max Muscle, is not in Freak Squad. Now, I've become friends with them. I have people who complain to me all the time.
No, but I'm talking your friend.
Yeah, these are friends of mine. They complain.
Yeah.
I'll be at the cottage.
Yeah.
When I used to go to the cottage, and it was my weekend off, and they'd be picking my brain.
Yes.
And I'd be writing stuff out for them.
Yes.
And I'm like, I got people paying good money for this information. Just like I said, you wouldn't go to a lawyer or an architect. Hey, design me a house, build me the blueprint for free. It's just like with the fitness industry. And the reason why it's like that is there's also a lot of bad people out there. So they feel I can just go anywhere and watch anything. But I'm like, I'm your friend. You've been asking me for a year, but now I really don't care. I show them photos of the guys that I'm doing. They've seen my website. And if you want it, come and get it. If not, don't sweat it, is what I tell them. You know, I said, if you want it, you know, me and my wrestling lines. But I, you know, it's not me being cocky. I just don't have the time to try to have to convince people. And my program's a little different. Like, mine's for beginners, but my program is like guys that have been in and out of the gym or been more advanced.
Yeah, yeah.
I find your program is really great for beginners.
Yeah, all right.
And that's just the way I just garnered it, being like, I just don't want to beg people. If you love the information, great.
Yeah.
You spend more money on a Starbucks every day than it would to be in your program or my program. And sometimes you have to equate that, you know. So it does bother me, but I've seen how my friends have declined in the last few years. COVID-19 is 19 pounds of fat each body limb. They put on weight out of the, you know, 20 pounds each body limb.
Yeah. It's imagine if you had a friend who was a lawyer, like one of the best lawyers in the industry, and you needed that person, and that was your friend. You gonna go to him who you know that is like, yeah, I can help you, man. I can help you get out of the, because I have your best interest. I know you, so I am gonna help you. You're gonna have to pay for my time, but I'm gonna help you. Or would you just look for random lawyers? If you had someone who built world-class houses and architecture, builds world-class houses and could help you build your world-class house, and happens to be a guy you went to high school with for 4 years, you grew up with him, are you gonna go keep looking for someone? Like, I don't understand what, when people have all of these resources, right? Like, I'm going to school now, and I am learning the importance of the alumni. Because when you go to certain universities, the alumni is so strong that you literally look to the alumni. Like, yeah, I'm a so-and-so alumni. Oh, okay, let me help you out, man. What do you need? I got you. You're an alumni, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is this so weird? I don't know. Anyways, I'm done.
Once they're in, then they kind of slap their forehead and go, why didn't I do this before? That's just human nature, you know? And like we said, you know, we are the 1% club. 1% of people can actually start a program and follow through with it. Whether it's a 90-day, but 1 year, 3 year lifetime. And, you know, I just feel like the light will turn on for some of these people. And if it does, I'm here to help them. But I'm not, you know, I got enough stuff out there on my Instagram. And, you know, I'm in school too right now, learning all about, you know, just how to market and just how to get my program out there and stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, I had to invest in myself to make my business better. You're doing the same thing. And, you know, if you don't want to, that's okay. But just don't come to my house every Saturday or when we're watching UFC. Every Saturday when there's a UFC fight, oh, I'm not happy. And I'm like, bro, like...
Dude, the program, I got right here. You want it? It's $1. Right. For one.
They've come up to my office and I've shown them the website and I show them on my phone.
It'll literally change. We literally change lives. Like, it's, anyway.
That's it.
Enough of that. Let's get to,
all right,
to our favorite training. Oh, so today, aside from being on our soapbox and complaining a bit, getting some frustration back, we also want to give you guys our favorite types of training, maybe three each, because we only have about 20 minutes left. So why don't you start? Why don't we go back and forth? So you start.
Okay.
What is one of your favorite training protocols or methods or whatever?
So I'm going to go in reverse. I'm going to leave my number one for the last one.
Okay.
And I got so many, but one of mine is definitely supersetting. Definitely supersetting. And the reason being is... the way you can, it gives you an ultimate pump. So a superset is back-to-back exercises of opposite muscles in my brain anyway. So like a chest press to a row. And I love always supersetting opposite muscle groups. So if I'm doing flat dumbbell chest press or barbell, then I go in doing rowing because one's mid-chest, one's mid-back. I love doing incline chest press to chin-ups or lat pull-downs for the upper back, you know, squats to deadlifts. Squats primarily hit the front of the legs, the deadlifts, the glutes and hamstrings. So you're able to target both muscles very efficiently. You get an amazing pump. It's time efficient. It is very good for strength building and even endurance building, depending on how, and you don't take a long rest period. So as soon as I'm done one, I go to the other, then I rest in between. And if I'm going like chest press to back rows, I rest and I play around with my rest periods, right? So sometimes if it's a short rest period, whew, that just got harder. If it's a little longer, I go heavier, but I absolutely love supersetting. That's one of my top three back to back.
Okay, so that's a good one. Supersets. So I'll start with my third and we'll go with supersets as well. But I have supersets in a different way. because I love using supersets, trisets, giant sets. I'm going to put that all into one bucket. So I love, obviously, supersets, metabolic supersets is what I call them. And they're either antagonistic supersets, which, like Flex said, you know, opposite muscle group, or it's agonist, which is the same muscle group, but different exercises for that same muscle group. Or sometimes I'll do, again, supersets, trisets, giant sets for movement patterns. So, you know, it would be, you know, maybe do trisets of three pulls. So three pull movements, trisets. And then, you know, or a pull and a push, you know, and then a lunge and a squat, you know. So that's another way I use them. The other way I use them is like upper lower. So that's where my giant sets will come in. So I kind of grouped it all into the same thing because you're moving from one exercise to another with very little rest in between, whether you're trying to superset or giant set or triceps, where you're trying to do that to hit one muscle group, to hit one group of muscles, which upper and lower, to go opposite. So buys and tries. Sometimes I'll do like a 10 exercise superset of just buys and tries. So start with buy, then go try, then go buy, then go try, then go, you know what I mean? Like that's where my metabolic resistance training comes in.
I did that on Tuesday with my arms.
Did you? What did you do?
You know, I did bicep curls to tricep extensions, cable extensions, and I would just superset back and forth. And I must have done about 6-7 sets. And that was it. I mean, it's a small muscle, hardly any rest. The only rest was maybe 30 seconds, 20 seconds, but I did what you just did. You know, I just was short for time. I wanted a good pump and I went arm to tricep. I'd rest 20 seconds and then increase the weight. Did it again, and I did about six, seven sets, and boom, that was it.
Yeah, well, I will do five exercises each, so five different buys, five different tries, but then interwove them. So like curl to tricep extension to hammer curl to, you know, tape press to concentration, you know, like, you know what I mean, or to preacher to whatever it is. But yeah, I love using supersets, or specifically supersets, because there's so many different ways you can group them. Love trisets. When I do trisets, it's more for either a muscle group or like a movement. And then, of course, giant sets are killer, man. That's what I go for, probably like four exercises, one after the other before you rest. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to muscle building while burning fat, I think in what you were talking about, it's not just like you're going to build that muscle, but you're also going to, it's taxing. Right? Endurance-wise, conditioning-wise, it's taxing moving from one exercise to the other. Plus, you're not giving your muscle time to rest, depending on how you're setting it up, right? If you're going buys and tries, sure, the biceps are getting rest because you're going the complete opposite, which is great. But when you're doing, like, same muscle group or same movement, man, it gets tough. But yeah, I love supersetting too. You know, superset, tricep, giant set. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Goal number two.
Number two for me, drop sets. And the reason why I love drop sets is because your muscles might start to be failing out of weight, but it doesn't mean your muscles is completely failed yet. So if I'm, you know, got 50-pound dumbbells doing chest press and I always use a burn scale from 1 to 10. I want to be about an 8 or 9. I don't take everything to failure. You just can't at our age. But by me dropping down to a lighter weight, which minimal rest, I drop down to the 45s or the 40s. Then I'm teaching my body to fail at a lighter weight. And that just brings more stimuli to the muscle. So I failed at 50 pounds, or almost failed, but I still had some in me. So I dropped down to 40 pounds. And I do drop sets pretty well for everything, you know, whether it's a dumbbell, whether it's a body weight exercise, you know, I'll drop down sometimes to an easier level of push-ups. And it's just another way, again, to force as much blood into that muscle, you know, again, muscle confusion progression by going lighter, you know, because we always seem to pyramid up, you know, but many people don't think about pyramiding down without a lot of rest. And then you look at it and go, wow, I actually got more reps out at 40 than I could have thought of the other week when I didn't try to do it. And that's just another way to stimulate the muscle. You know, wake up that mitochondria, right? The mitochondria, the cell, sometimes is asleep. So yeah, drop sets. I love drop sets.
So let me just ask you a little question. I am very cognizant of the time because I do have a meeting before a meeting in 12 minutes that I'm facilitating. So, but I do want to know, when would you use drop sets? Like what part of a workout would you use a drop set?
Usually on the last set. I wouldn't do it every set. And if I'm doing 3, 4, 5, 6 sets of something, and I know I'm going to do drop sets, I'll usually do it on the last set where I know that's it. After I've dropped down the weight, I'm not going to do it again. You know, I really want to push myself. I like to feel the muscle work and really think about it, mind-muscle connection. That'll be a podcast we can definitely talk about one time. That's a huge thing that I'm trying to get my guys to realize and think about that. So yeah, I usually would use the drop sets on my last set. And just to get to that failure without pushing myself to failure on that last set. You know, I'm at 100-pound chest press, 50 a side. I'm squeezing out 8 reps, 9 reps. That's it. Put the weight down, grab the 40s. If it's 5-pound difference or 10, it doesn't matter. It's whatever you've got. And then all of a sudden my muscles are like, oh, we're going again. What do you mean we're going again? You usually take a rest. That's confusion, right? That's confusion.
And by the way, guys, this is not bro science. If you're thinking we're just two guys bro sciencing it up. I like to talk in layperson's terms. Like if you want all the science, why do we can do that? But there's all other guys out there that are doing that, but I don't want to just compound it. I just want to talk in general and how we have, but there's a lot of science behind it. And you're going to learn about how much we know in that regard the longer you stick with us. But here's mine. My number two, and it's probably because of recency bias, is definitely the 6-12-25 method, that German volume shock method. And the reason why I love that so much and learned to like it a lot is because, you know, the three biological triggers of muscle growth, right? So there's mechanical tension, which is going slow and heavy, right? So we're putting a lot of load on the muscle. These are the three triggers to muscle building. So mechanical tension followed by muscle damage. So that's like the hypertrophy training that you guys know. It's like, you know, sets of 12. And then to metabolic stress, which is like volume, right? So you're doing
volume, yeah.
For, 15 to 25 reps, that's more metabolic stress. So when you combine all three into one workout, because not every workout has all three, obviously hypertrophy training just has hypertrophy, sets of 12. Usually, that's what everyone knows. Everyone knows the 8 to 12, right? But this type of method, 6-12-25, I actually created a program behind it. Flex was so nice to edit the videos. It's amazing because you start with 6 reps of
heavy.
Yeah, heavy, right? So if it's squats or whatever, it's heavy. 6, the tempo is slow as well. 4-0-0-0 tempo. 4-0-1-0, whatever it is. And then 4-0-1-0. And then you hit 10 seconds rest only. And then you go to 12 reps of a different exercise for the same body part. Right? So now we're hitting a different exercise, same body part, but now the focus is 12 reps, a little bit faster for that muscle damage. And then, or muscle fatigue, muscle damage. And then we hit metabolic stress, right? Where now it's literally pumping it out, but there's only 10 seconds between that. So now it's 25 reps. So for the chest, I did push-ups. I could barely do them. Like, it was so frustrating. Because it's like, by the time you do those first two for your chest, and then now you're doing 25 reps, man. But Charles Poliquin really, really revolutionized that to the point where no one uses it right now. I don't see anyone using this type of training, specifically because of the fact that you're hitting all three biological triggers.
Yeah.
The only person I remember doing it was Vince Del Monte. I remember way back. I'm talking like fitness Vince Del Monte, and Ben Paul Paluski, I think, was as well. I don't know why I was reading something. I think I was reading T Nation. And I read something about that article. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to create a program behind it. And I love
people just
so much.
People just forget about it, right? That's why, you know, my OTB, my outside the box, my OTB is just taking some old school stuff. I'm putting it together. And then from there, I've designed some new, which would be my number one training technique, which is eccentric tension training. So this is my phase 10. When people get to phase 10 of my program, they are like, what the heck is this? And I warn them about it. So eccentric, you know, the lengthening of the muscle tension training, and it's 90 degree eccentric training. So if you're rowing, you're rowing to 90. You're not going past 90, and you're doing it super slow, fast on the way up. So on the exertion, so you're going to come up, hold at 90, not here, here, and then release tension, time under tension. And now I apply that to almost everything I do now. I don't go past 90 on anything. But I'm doing a shoulder press, you know, press fast, whoop, hold, and tension.
I'm
stopping here.
With the shoulder press, you should be stopping here unless you're doing the Arnold.
Yes, yes.
I've always been taught, stop here. If you come down here, first of all,
it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Unless you're doing an Arnold because you're actually pulling more range of motion, but
yes. Most
of the time it's just right to here.
Yes, yes, and it doesn't matter which grip I have. It doesn't matter if I'm doing my biceps. Even my pull-downs, even my chin-ups, even my squats are to 90. And 90 is not parallel to the floor. It's less than that. And it's hard because your body wants to go past it because it's used to going past it. Because when you go past it, you get a little bit more of a stretch. Yes, like the shoulders. Oops, sorry. But when you go past it, sometimes you're losing the tension and the load. When you have to stop, it gets that one muscle to activate quicker. So on my chest pressing, even if I'm on a bench, I'm going to 90. That's it. I hardly come down, and I'm holding it and coming up. That's phase 10 of my program. And boy, oh boy, I've applied that to almost everything that I do. It helps with injury too, because you're not over stretching joints and ligaments. You can really load up with the weight as time goes on.
Yeah, that's great. And again, these are just, you know, some techniques. Not saying every single workout is exact same.
No.
We're doing this. Okay, we got 3 minutes. For me, my number one is metabolic, my Spartan workouts. That's what I'm going to call them. Spartan or Spartacus workouts, 10 exercise circuits, but using functional training, functional movement. So we mentioned the push, the pull, the carry, the squat, the lunge, the press, the push, pull, carry. So, hip hinge.
The hinge,
then
yeah.
I also like to add a rotational movement. I like to add a conditioning movement. I like to also add jumping, because one thing that we will also talk about in future is plyometrics for muscle growth, because we lose the type 2 fast twitch muscle fibers if we're not. I mean, that's the first one that's going to be gone when it comes to sarcopenia. It's actually the first that usually goes, but we have the ability to create more type 2 muscle fibers, which means we're going to be more muscular with less fat. Specifically, as we get older, we lose that jump, but that's another thing. But that's my favorite. You know, whether it's 30 seconds of work followed by 30 seconds rest, 40 seconds work followed by 20, 45, 15, or 50, 10, or 60, 15, you're moving from one exercise to another with rest in between. But the amount of different exercises that you can put in there to build muscle, like you can do functional training to build muscle. I like that's my favorite. So listen, we are short on time. Man, this is gonna be fun. This is fun. This is gonna be great.
We're gonna wake up some people and be like, oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And then there are some people that may not even know and go, wow, I forgot about that, I never knew that. So this is knowledge based. We're gonna be spitting some knowledge to you.
And give you some like whenever we focus on one type of muscle building training, our hopes is to give you like an actual like example workout. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to give people an example workout of whatever technique or whatever we're talking about so that they can actually go away with something that they can try. But before we go, I want you to talk about your one-on-one training that you do. You got 2 minutes to talk your more, you know, one-on-one type or personalized training and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so I mean, with my Freak Squad training, strength training, muscle building program, I'm doing something a little different. I offer premium coaching, and it's It's basically you have to, you know, fill out a questionnaire. You have to apply for this, guys, because it's an investment on both ends. You know, I want to make sure I'm the right coach for you. And that's the question I ask. And are you coachable? But I'm taking my program and I'm making it more specific to the person. So I do a, you know, 45-minute coaching call, private call with each person every month. We go through what their goal is for that month. I use the Freak Squad training to make it more advanced, but I also add in different protocols. So imagine having my program plus me adding stuff on and me on top of you. And, you know, I use the Coach RX app, so I'm in contact with my guys every day. When they do a workout, they leave a note, they say how it went. It is just a different beast. You know, I wanted to really take it to the next level. So, you know, freakmusclebuilding.com. If you go to freakmusclebuilding.com, that's where you can read about my program. And my actual program is freaksquadtraining.com. So either of those two, you can read about it. And I just help incorporate everything.
Yeah, and that's great. Yeah, one-on-one. If you want more personalized, I don't do personalized, but
yeah,
but Flex does. And, you know, my stamp of approval 100%, specifically for us older guys who maybe have been in my program for one, like, you know, and I just needed something a little bit different or something a little bit more personalized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because each phase is different and it does progress. Yeah. But maybe you're like, you know what? These are great, Funk, awesome. But I just want something a little bit more personalized. That's a little bit different to get me to my results faster. And maybe you need someone there and you just want that. Then Flex is the guy. You know, Philippe Schmidt is one, like, he's a freaking beast. Like, I mean, he would be.
And Claude as well.
Claude. Yeah, not Philippe. It's Claude, right?
Yes.
Claude. He's like, if you guys.
But I
have. Claude Clichette.
I help them incorporate all three coaches. So I got guys doing Funk's program. I got guys doing my program and Angela's, and part of the private coaching is to incorporate all three. If they want to use kettlebell, I figure out in their program how to do it. So it's not just Freak Squad. If there's guys in your program and Angela, that's the main reason why I did it, is I want them to use all three coaches. You got three of the best coaches here. You ain't going to go anywhere else. You don't need to go anywhere else. And that's what the private coaching's about. Incorporate it all.
And the last thing before we go is also know that we're always evolving too. Like, I specifically, me, I'm always bringing new, evolving, adding, creating. So I gotta go. Thank you so much, Flex, for being on this, man. This was awesome. We're gonna do this again.
It was awesome.
Episode 99 of Over 40 Alpha Podcast, first episode of the great Muscle Talk. We're gonna do this more, man. And please leave some a review, give us 5 stars, but also give us some feedback if you're watching this on YouTube, or if I don't know how else I'm going to give us feedback, but we want feedback so we know. And then also future
ideas and issues and topics. Yeah, I mean,
what do you want to know?
Yeah, definitely.
About muscle building and strength building for men, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Anyways, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll see you again. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.